home, Wondery. I'm your host, Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is the second and final episode of Best American Robot.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vicky, wake up.
Vicky blinked her eyes open. Her dad and her brother Sam hovered over her. The back of her head throbbed, and her mouth felt like she had swallowed a bag of cotton balls.
What happened?
Her dad leaned down, brushing her hair out of her face. He looked concerned. That's what we want to know. We found you passed out in the hallway. Looks like someone threw you into the wall.
Suddenly, it all came rushing back in a flurry of images before her eyes. It was Frankie. The robot she had built to take care of all the housework.
Frankie had refused to cook Sam's favorite dinner for his birthday, and Vicky wanted to shut him down for the night to fix some of the programming. But when she touched the doorknob to Frankie's control room, an electric shock came shooting out of it. She was thrown across the room.
Vicky.
She suddenly realized her dad and Sam were staring at her, waiting for her to answer.
Right. What happened? I was running down the hall, and I tripped.
Vicky hated lying. But if her dad knew that Frankie had hurt her, he'd make her shut him down forever. And then it would be back to doing all the chores all the time. Vicky wasn't ready for that. Not to mention the crew from America's Best Robot Juniors was coming to the house tomorrow to record her showing off Frankie. She just needed to get into that closet and fix the code before the crew showed up. And without her dad knowing anything was wrong. Her dad shook his head, looking concerned.
I've told you a million times not to run in the house.
I know, I'm sorry. I've learned my lesson. But now I'm actually really hungry. Do you think we could eat dinner?
Of course, sweetie. Sam, how about we eat the salmon that Frankie made tonight? And tomorrow we'll have steaks.
Sure.
Vicky knew Sam could tell she was lying. He'd always been able to see through her. Vicky's dad helped her to her feet, and they made their way back to the kitchen. After dinner, Vicky lay awake in bed until she was sure her dad and Sam were asleep. Then she crept into the kitchen as quietly as she could and opened the cupboard under the sink. She froze as the cabinet door creaked, waiting to see if one of Frankie's arms moved. Frankie was programmed to go into power-saving mode while the family slept, but he would wake up if he sensed that any member of the family was up. But the house remained still. Vicky breathed a quiet sigh of relief and reached into the cupboard. She knew exactly what she needed. Rubber gloves. Vicky carefully opened the package and slid them on. They weren't as effective as the insulated gloves that electricians wore, but it would give her some protection if Frankie sent a shock through the doorknob again. Now it was time to get to work. She only had a couple hours before Frankie was scheduled to wake up and make breakfast. Vicky made her way down to the hallway closet, careful to make as little noise as possible. But when she arrived in front of the closet, a bright overhead light switched on, blinding her.
You should be in bed, Vicky.
I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd update your software.
I update my own software. You programmed me to, remember? Plus, the Best American Robot crew is arriving in a few hours. You need your beauty sleep.
I know, but I'll sleep a lot better if I check over your program one more time before the crew arrives.
Vicky took a determined step toward the closet door, but one of Frankie's mechanical hands swung down and grabbed the back of Vicky's neck.
That's not the best use of your time.
Vicky squirmed, trying to free herself from Frankie's grip.
Ow! Frankie, that hurts!
This is what's best for you.
Frankie lifted Vicky up by the neck like a little kitten and passed her from one of his hands to another until she was all the way back in her room. Frankie tossed Vicky lightly into her room, then he locked the door.
Sleep tight, Vicky.
Vicky pulled on the doorknob, but it wouldn't budge.
Frankie! Let me out!
He locked us in? Vicky jumped and turned to see her brother sprawled on her beanbag chair.
What are you doing here?
I came to talk to you and you weren't here.
So what's going on?
I know you were lying about tripping and falling earlier.
Vicky was breathing hard, starting to panic. Something just went a little wrong with Frankie's algorithm. I can fix it. I just have to get access to the closet.
Sam shouted in protest.
Frankie hurt you, Vicky.
He's out of control. You need to shut him down completely.
Shh.
She pointed at the microphone she'd installed in the corner of her room. She didn't want Frankie hearing them. So she picked up her phone and opened her music app, placing it directly in front of the mic.
Dance with me.
Vicky started to boogie.
What? He can still see us. I've put cameras everywhere, and they all feed to the control room. We need to convince Frankie that we're just having a dance party. Otherwise, he'll know we're planning something, and who knows what he'll do.
Sam bobbed his head in time with the music, but his face was still furious.
What exactly is the plan, Vicky?
I just need to figure out a way to get into the control room without Frankie finding out.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I just need time to think.
Sam did the chicken dance while Vicky did the sprinkler and racked her brain. Frankie was a powerful robot, but he couldn't do everything all at once. If she could find a way to pile on multiple tasks that required a lot of resources, he would be forced to shift his attention away from monitoring the closet. Vicky smiled. She had an idea. She whispered her plan into Sam's ear while the music continued to play. Sam nodded. He was on board. Vicky turned off the music and yawned loudly.
You were right, Frankie. I do need to sleep, and I'm exhausted after that cool dance party. Can you wake me up at the usual time?
I will wake you up at the optimal time. Sam, you should return to your room to sleep.
Okay, Frankie. Sam headed back to his room while Vicky climbed into bed. There was nothing else Vicky could do right now but sleep. In a few hours, she would find out if her plan would work. She really, really hoped it would. In the morning, Frankie gently shook Vicky awake.
Time to get up.
Vicky nodded, suddenly wide awake. It was go time.
Thanks, Frankie.
A few minutes later, Vicky walked into the kitchen carrying her favorite white shirt.
Have a seat, Vicky. Breakfast will be ready in just one second.
Thanks, Frankie. But when I was putting on my shirt, it ripped at the shoulder. Can you please fix it?
Okay. Go give it to my hand in your room.
Vicky scampered out and passed Sam in the hallway. He gave her a quick thumbs up as he walked into the kitchen.
Frankie, I need your help right away. When I was getting dressed, I knocked over my ant farm. There's sand and ants all over my room. Please help me clean it up.
Vicky returned to the kitchen and ate the oatmeal and pancakes Frankie made at record speed.
Frankie, I'm still hungry.
That was plenty of calories.
I know, but I'm always hungry when I'm nervous. Remember the camera crew's coming? It's our big day. Can you please make me some more?
Okay, but only a half serving.
Then Vicky's dad walked into the room, unaware of her big plan.
Good morning, sweetie. Ready for your big day?
Oh, no, Frankie, look at this. Dad needs a haircut.
What? My hair's fine.
No, it's not. It's all shaggy. I'm going to be so distracted. Frankie, can you please give him a haircut?
Yes, I can.
Right now, please.
Okay.
Sam shouted down the hallway.
Frankie, quick! The sink is clogged!
I'll take care of it.
Frankie handed Vicky's dad a cup of coffee.
Here is your coffee, Mr. Jones.
Oh. Her dad took a sip of the coffee, then quickly spit it out.
Oh, Frankie, you forgot the milk?
Vicky's head shot up. This is what she'd been waiting for. A sign that Frankie was getting overwhelmed. He'd forgotten something. It was time to make her move.
I'm going to change. Don't forget Dad's haircut, Frankie.
Moving at a quick pace, Vicky made her way to the control room. Her heartbeat quickened as she reached for the doorknob. She was waiting for the shock or a hand to reach out and grab her. But nothing happened. She opened the door and went inside. Vicky opened up the program that operated Frankie and started skimming through the code. There were thousands and thousands of lines to go through, and she didn't have a lot of time. Soon Frankie would realize what she was up to. Vicky jumped as one of Frankie's hands slammed against the door.
Vicky, I know you're in there. Open the door.
Vicky took a deep breath. Focus.
Vicky, don't do it. I know what is best for you.
The door cracked as Frankie's huge arm continued to pound, but Vicky stayed focused. Then she heard a sound that made her blood run cold.
Vicky! Help!
She peeked through the broken door and saw two of Frankie's hands holding her dad and Sam up against the wall.
Frankie, stop!
Vicky knew what she had to do. She'd built Frankie to help her family. And now he was endangering them. Even if she fixed the code, no one in the house would trust Frankie ever again. Vicky took a deep breath and walked back to the computer.
Goodbye, Frankie!
Vicky's hands flew across the keyboard as she entered the command to erase the operating system.
I'm sorry, Vicky. You don't have access to that.
A chill ran up Vicky's spine, but she didn't stop. She typed faster, inputting more and more commands. Frankie worked against her, trying to deny her access to the core parts of his system. But Vicky had made him. She knew all the back doors and secret codes. With a triumphant yell, she entered one last string of commands and hit enter one last time. Frankie's operating system was finally deleted. Vicky rushed out to her dad and Sam.
Are you guys okay?
Her dad rubbed his neck.
Yeah, we're okay.
Vicky's head turned to the door.
Oh no, it's the Best American Robot crew. What do I do?
Her dad smiled.
You let them in.
Vicky walked to the door and slowly opened it. She couldn't believe it. Her favorite judge from the show, Cassie Barnes, was standing on her porch. Vicky marveled at her pink hair and countless earrings. Another woman stood behind Cassie, filming the whole thing. Cassie smiled wide.
We are so excited to see Frankie. Between you and me, he's the robot we're most excited about.
Vicky had watched enough of Best American Robot to know that the judges hated when you made excuses. If your robot didn't work, you had to own up to your mistakes.
The judges always said that being an inventor meant taking responsibility for your creations, good or bad. So that's what Vicky was going to do. So, she told Cassie everything that had happened. She explained how Frankie had gotten out of control and even endangered her dad and brother. Then she confessed that she had no choice but to destroy his operating system.
So, I'm really sorry, but Frankie's gone.
Vicky looked at Cassie and noticed a sympathetic look on her face. It's really hard to destroy something you've created, Vicky. I'm proud of you. You're brave. Do you think we can still take a look at what you've built, even if it's not operating?
Vicky nodded and invited them in. She showed them the control room and the mechanical hands, the cameras, the sensors, and even speakers throughout the house. But everything was turned off.
When Vicky finished the tour, Cassie put a hand on her shoulder.
I know you're disappointed, but the fact that you built Frankie at all is very impressive. And you've taken full responsibility for his errors.
Vicky, I think you'd make an excellent contestant on Best American Robot Juniors.
Vicky's jaw dropped.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible! Thank you!
Vicky could feel her heart swelling as her dad and her brother Sam wrapped their arms around her. Even without Frankie, she was proud of all the work she'd done. And in her heart, she knew she'd made something truly amazing.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
This is the second and final episode of Best American Robot by Austin Rackless. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Rob Spate. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondering.